Hey, After Buzzers, I am Ashley Marie, and we are going to be talking about all things Outcast, Episode 8, Mercy. Dr. Park brings the shade, Kyle makes it back from Rome, Reverend Anderson lays hands on Sydney, but not the holy hands. We're going to be talking about all this and more in just a moment.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, mercy, mercy, hey, After Buzzers. How appropriate is this intro song, Marvin Gaye, Mercy? That is the title to our new Outcast episode 8, episode Mercy. So much stuff happened in this episode. We are going to go right into it. So I'm here alone tonight, so I really want you guys to log on to the chat. I have it up right here, right now, ready to chat with you guys, ready to go back and forth. So go ahead and comment. And also, you can comment on the YouTube replay. So I'll be so excited to talk to all of you guys. All right, so let's get right to it. Okay, so we saw Dr. Park bring the shade. And he lived up to his name, you guys. Dr. Park lives up to his name and brings the shade. So basically what we saw was Blake Morrow in his jail cell gearing up to be executed. This is so shocking to me because I'm thinking execution. We usually see that with, you know, convicted felons, murderers, things like that. But Blake Morrow obviously was being executed. And we saw shady Dr. Park just in the background watching the whole thing. And that was shocking, but not quite shocking to me. Tell me what you guys thought about that. So my question is, why is Dr. Park always around when something crazy is going on? Like I said last episode, Dr. Park is always into something, and we're going to see him, I think, bring a lot more of his shadiness to the surface. But this episode, he really laid it on thick. He was not holding anything back. But we did see Dr. Park bring Blake back to life. So we all thought he was executed, right? I thought Blake was done. No more Blake. But fast forward, we see Dr. Park and Blake having lunch or breakfast at a diner. So that was shocking, right? So when I saw that, I'm thinking there must be a reason for this. So lo and behold, Dr. Park does not hold back. He explains why he decided to spare Blake's life. He says that he wants Blake to basically be the catalyst between the possessed ones and the pure ones, and kind of bridge the gap and give Dr. Park some insight as to what's going on. Dr. Park wants to know why there's so many possessed people being killed, why there's, you know, why he's not winning, basically, because we saw Dr. Park take a couple L's, we saw Sydney take a couple L's, and they're obviously the dark ones. So that's interesting. But the plot twist to this whole situation is that Blake actually credits Reverend Anderson and Kyle for saving his life. And what makes that so interesting is that Dr. Park has it in for Kyle. He doesn't like Kyle. They're enemies. So it's interesting to see him try to be in cahoots with Blake. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. If this goes for Kyle, against Kyle, it'll be interesting to see how Blake leverages all of this coming at him. So I'm so excited to talk about the other things that have been going on in this episode, but I have a special message for all of you. So hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button for now. So hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. You guys are so awesome. Also, I want to make sure you know that we're available on iTunes. So make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Let us know what you think about it. So if you're not able to go on YouTube, iTunes is another option. Thank you guys so much for your viewership. We definitely appreciate it. Okay, so let's get back into our conversation about Outkast Episode 8, Mercy. Okay, so We just talked about Dr. Park, that he lived up to his shady name, and he brought all the shade this time. But we also saw that Kyle made it back to Rome. How many of you guys were worried about Kyle? I was so worried about Kyle in episode 7 because I wasn't sure if he was going to make it out of that conundrum that he found himself in. Although his friend, who's the mechanic, came in and saved the day, he was able to take his wife away and his daughter, Kyle decided to stay back. I'm going to attribute Kyle's not accepting the help to his passion for helping those that are possessed and helping to release them from their dark life. So I admire Kyle for that, but I was a little worried about him. And I was so excited this episode to see that he actually made it back to Rome. But what makes it so interesting is that he actually wasn't arrested. We did get that cleared up, but he was brought back per the orders of Chief Giles. And what's so interesting is that Chief Giles makes it known that he's no longer the chief. So technically I should be saying former Chief Giles. But he did move his weight around because he still has a lot of connections and had one of his officer friends go and grab Kyle and bring him back to him because they have some business to take care of, as we saw in the episode. I also thought it was interesting that Chief Giles wants to make it clear that he takes full responsibility for his actions while he was possessed. Now, we've seen a lot of characters this season, you know, attribute their behavior, i.e. Megan, how she killed her husband, to being possessed. I'm not judging Megan. I'm just saying that, you know, she was possessed, so that caused her to kill her husband. But Chief Giles did not want that. He did not want to cover up his actions and the things that he did by blaming his possession. He basically said that's, you know, some BS. And he wanted to take full responsibility for it. But Kyle, being the kind, gentle soul that he is, you know, explain to him that he could not, no matter how hard he tried, he could not have stopped himself from acting out the way that he did. So kudos to Kyle. I feel like Kyle's a really good friend, and I feel like Chief Giles has been a really good friend to Kyle as well. And we've seen Chief Giles look out for other characters in the show as well. And we also find out that they have, that the demon-possessed ones, they actually have a collective memory. So it'll be interesting to see in the upcoming episodes what this exactly means, but it seems to be pretty, I guess, important, and it's causing everyone to kind of, you know, act in haste because they have this collective memory, and it's a big deal. So I'm interested to see what that actually means for everyone. All right, so let's get into Reverend Anderson laying hands on Sydney, but not holy hands. Those hands weren't holy that Reverend Anderson laid on Sydney. He put those paws on him. So basically, we saw Kyle made it to the lighthouse. And I call it the church, actually. I'm sure you guys have your own name for it too. But he was the only person that was able to get Reverend Anderson away from Sydney, because we saw Dakota in that part of the episode try to get Reverend Anderson away from Sydney. But Reverend Anderson had his mind set on Sydney. He wanted to really, you know, beat Sydney down. And that's exactly what he did. So once Kyle made it to the church/lighthouse, we saw that he was actually the only person that was able to get Reverend Anderson away from Sydney. And we saw Sydney beat up, torn up, and not looking so good. But I didn't feel bad for Sydney. I think Sydney deserves it. Sydney's done a lot of shady things. He's done a lot of mean things to Kyle. And I mean, karma. I feel like karma is the only way to explain that and to justify that. I'm not an advocate for violence, but karma is very real. And Sydney got his karma. Sydney took so many L's last episode too. And then we saw him take this major L this episode. But can we also shout out the Reverend? He has been really acting up, you guys. He has not acted like a Reverend. He definitely acts the opposite of what a Reverend should act, to say the least, right? So we've seen him do some crazy things, and this episode really shocked me. And he like I said, laid hands on Sydney, but not holy hands. So shout out to Reverend Anderson for his, I guess, him laying down the law and him not waiting on God to give vengeance. He brought upon his own vengeance. All right. So what I also thought was interesting was that we see that Kyle gets wind that there is someone out there with the same powers that he has. It's still not clear who this mystery person is. I have an idea of who it is, you guys, but I'm gonna wait till the predictions to weigh in on who that person is, or who I think that person is. You guys hop in this chat room and let me know what you think. Who do you think this mystery person is that is basically doing Kyle's job? And what's also so interesting is tell me what you think, how Kyle's going to react to it once he finds out who it is. Do you think he's going to have kind of like an ego crushing moment? I feel like he is, but I also feel like Kyle's a really balanced and nice guy. So maybe he'll want to work in cahoots with this person. But how can he if we don't know who it is? So it'll be interesting to see in the next upcoming episode what happens with this mystery person. And if this person's ever revealed, maybe the Outcast writers will wait till season 3 to reveal this information. I hope not, because I want to know who it is. All righty. So we have a new special segment. It's called Keep a Third Eye On. So the idea, yes. So the idea behind this segment is, who do we need to keep our third eye on? Who is your intuition telling you, I don't know about this person? So last week for me, it was Dr. Park. But this week, I'm going to have to give the trophy to Dakota. Dakota, even though she's affiliated with the Church/Lighthouse, she seems to have an agenda. She does not want Reverend Anderson to get too much information or to get too involved with Sydney. And I thought that was a little sketchy. Maybe because she wanted to get as much information from Sydney as possible before Reverend Anderson beat him down. But I still think that she was a little too invested. So, and then also she seems to know who this other person is that is going around healing people, basically doing the same thing that Kyle is doing. So she seems to have a lot of information that she's withholding. I don't know why, but she does seem to have an agenda. So I think that's who I'm keeping my third eye on this episode. You guys weigh in, hop in the chat room, hop on the YouTube replay in the comments. Let me know what you think. But I think we need to keep our eyes on Dakota, you guys. Dakota and Dr. Park. But this week, I'm talking about Dakota. All right. So let's get into some news. AfterBuzz TV News. All right, you guys. So Sharman Lee, who plays Rose Giles on Outkast. Now, we've seen Rose. She's been, you know, she's been a killer in these streets, in these Outkast streets the past few episodes. But she is actually going to be playing a role in an upcoming film starring Taraji P. Henson called What Men Want. She took to her Instagram to explain that she is actually going to be a part of this cast of this new movie. We're so excited about it. Also, Paramount is backing this comedy. It's a romantic comedy, and it's set to have a pre-Valentine's Day opening somewhere between mid-January to February 8th. And the film is a gender-switching remake of Nancy Meyers' 2000 release of What Women Want. We all remember that movie. And now the release of the film is set to compete against some pretty big films, like the Lego Movie sequel, That's a big one. Lionsgate Hard Power and The Prodigy. So it'll be interesting to see how this film pans out. I know it's going to do well. We see Charmin Lee, who plays Rose Guile, do an amazing job on Outkast. And obviously we know Taraji P. Henson does amazing work. So it'll be so cool to see them team up. And I'd love to see what Charmin's role is in this upcoming film. All right. So that does it for news. Okay, so let's get into my predictions for the upcoming episodes.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Oh, predictions. I feel so enlightened. I know it all. I am the enlightened one, you guys. At least in this moment, I am. All right. So as I said earlier, I do have a feeling that something shady is going on with Miss Dakota. Even though she seems to be sweet and there seems to be something that's not sitting well with her regarding Reverend Anderson pressing Sydney. I don't know. Something's not sitting well with me about her having a problem with Reverend Anderson pressing Sydney, because Sydney deserved to be pressed and beat down. So why do you have a problem with it, Dakota? I need to know. So as I said earlier, she seems to have an agenda. And I also think, and this is going to be a bomb dropping, you guys, I also believe that Dakota might be the mystery person that's healing all of the possessed ones, along with Kyle. I think she might be the one. Maybe I went a little too left field with this, but I think she might be the person, because we can't figure out who this person is. I want to know who it is, but I honestly think it might be Miss Dakota. So hopefully that's revealed in the next couple episodes. I don't want to wait to season 3 until it's revealed. I want to know now. All right. So you guys, let me know what your predictions are. What insight did you gain from this episode? Like I said, hop in the comments, hop in the chat room, and let me know. Let me know what's up. What are your thoughts? All right, you guys. So this has been the wrap up Outkast After Show Episode 8. Mercy. You guys, I am your host, Miss Ashley Marie. You can find me on Instagram at M-I-Z-Z Ashley Marie. Feel free to slide in my DMs. I will respond. And I look forward to hearing from all of you guys. Thank you so much for your time. And that is it for tonight. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.